Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a man had been running for 2 miles, and after 2 miles he just had to quit, you'd say that 2 miles is a...
That's about the limit he'd give out.
Well, let me say if a group of people had come to visit you and they're fixing to leave, what might you say to them, you know, when they're about to leave?
Well, most it's goodbye. And you get down to South Texas, they got different expressions for it, you know.
I work for that.
I'm getting out with one of them to do.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, I'm getting out of there. You got a Mexican got an expression on there that doesn't like ours.
If you wanted them to come back and see you sometime, what might you tell them?
Just tell them to come back. You know, you're always glad to have company. You're always glad to see them go to. Ain't that about right?
About right. Like Ben Franklin said that fish and visitors stink after 3 days.
They said that? They do what?
Said fish and visitors stink after three days.
Yeah. That's a good expression, all right. The weather will come out pretty quick.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people in this part of the country say y'all very much?
Yeah.
Y'all come back.
Of that going on. Y'all come back. He'll use that word, expression.
Or if, say, you know, something belonged to a group of people together, say a car, you might ask them, well, is this partnership? Have you ever heard people say something like, well, is this y'all's car?
Yeah, I've heard that expression too.
Y'all's car? You mentioned yesterday you were talking about cornbread. Are there other types of bread that you could tell me about, that you know about?
Well, light bread, rolls, light bread, stuff like that. I know a bunch here that come from Canada down here, and both place up there just on the hill from us, and we'd run around together when I was just a kid. And they'd bake once or twice a week there. And we'd go by there, and he'd be baking that bread. We and that old boy get a loaf of it and break it in two, and boy, that's the best stuff you ever saw when it's hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like hot bread right out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
She makes nice rolls, things like that, once in a while. Not too often, but she'll put them in the oven, brown them just a little, and bake them, you know, enough to make them rise good, and then stick them in the freezer and keep them until she gets ready for them.
Right. Have you ever heard of any kind of cornbread that used to be made in the fireplace? Maybe cover it with ashes and cook it that way?
Yeah, that's hoe cake cornbread and biscuit loaf made that way. Paxton bread made that way.
What do hoe cakes look like?
Just a solid piece. Don't bake it out in the biscuit, just a solid piece. That's the way my wife baked cornbread all the time. The hoe cakes and biscuits was made that way when I was on the farm. Dad makes the bread a whole lot that way. We called it hoe cake.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole thing together.
Oh, yeah. What do people mean when they say corn pone?
Well, that corn pone is, I think they call them little narrow stick-like things. They got the regular pans for it.
Uh-huh.
We got some in there. Just cornbread,